thousand, one, hundred, 14, 7, 1, 1, 7, 0, 8, 4.
It's 7:20 p.m.
Oh, I doubt it, I doubt it, I doubt it. It can't possibly be 7:20 p.m. because I'm looking at my clock and it says 19:30 UTC, the time at which we always begin the dubious goals committee. Yes, we do. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the dubious goals committee and I like to drink tea. Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm drinking the Long Jing today, and I think we're going to have to pour some more here, because this is just so good. It's not even funny. Cannot get enough of this. Yeah, I had to change it up from the Da Hong Pao. Oh, yeah. Ooh. Ooh, it's a little hot. A little hot. But, yeah. A little change of pace today after a few days of drinking Da Hong Pao. I have switched to the Long Jing. I'm kind of excited about it. Oh, yeah. It's a good change of pace. It has those funny honey notes. That's really odd. But anyway, the first thing we need to do today is obviously go straight to the numbers. So, hey, numbers lady, what are the numbers?
The numbers are 447, number 471, number 493, number 509, number 519. Thank you.
You are welcome, numbers lady. Now let's pour some more of this tea, because I'm really thirsty. I haven't had enough tea yet today. And it's a good day to be drinking tea, because once again, it's pretty rainy, and it's kind of cool. Although it's not that cool. Just about, when was that? About 15 minutes ago, I had to go outside to bring my recycling bin back inside. And I was out there, and it really wasn't all that cold. I was out there in a short-sleeved shirt, and it was, yeah, misty. I went out between the rain squalls. Huh. Kind of wondering if I should go outside today. Looks kind of rainy. Oh, yeah, good tea. But it wasn't very windy. When I woke up early this morning, I woke up due to the wind. It was all stormy and windy, and my cat was running around and doing weird crap and making noises and keeping me awake. And man, oh man, I got up a little early. I got up a little real early, comparatively speaking. Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. So, that's where we are. Wait, where are we? What are we doing? What's going on? I'll tell you what we're doing. We gotta get ready for some kitty business because somebody just showed up. Hi. Hi. Oh yes, look who's so fluffy. Who's the fluffiest person here? Yes, it's you. Okay, so we gotta start constructing the kitty business pit so we can transact some kitty business here. Okay, you're on the wrong side of the banky. You are under the banky. You need to be on top of the banky. Get on top. Yeah, that's good, kitty. And don't give me any bunny thumps. All right, so I'm sitting down here on my floor. Oh, yeah, my cat's getting ready. I'm getting ready. All right, I guess this is going to work. Because cats. Okay, here we go. Yeah, repositioning the cat. Okay, good job. Okay, cats. They like to do business, so my cat's walking around in circles on the blankie. Oh, now we're sitting down. Okay, yeah, now we're doing some kitty stuff. Okay, kitty business is in effect. Rockin' good news, peanut. Anywho, Something interesting came to mind last night. Wait, where's the tea? Why is the tea back here? This is not the place for the tea. All right, first of all, let's move the tea and I'll tell you all about my brilliant new idea or whatever it is that I'm doing that nobody ever seems to know. Pouring tea. Last night, I was sitting here and I was getting ready to go to sleep. I mean, I was literally at the stage of, you know, pulling the blankets up to my neck, thinking, oh, I should get some sleep. When suddenly I had an idea. God, it's good tea, kids. Suddenly I had an idea, and that idea was, you know, what if there was a dice game that was Ricci? And I said to myself, self, that is brilliant. Think of something. Think of something immediately, quick. And I did. And since it was, you know, minutes before falling asleep, and I knew that I would never remember this unless I wrote it down, I wrote it down. Wrote it down right over here. Don't know why I wrote it down. Didn't really need to write it down, because as soon as I woke up, I remembered it. And I remembered that, oh yeah, why did I write that down when I remembered the game anyway? Yeah, see, that's the way it works. This is good tea. Oh, you want some tea? Here, smell the teacup. Yeah. Oh, she's not running away. Something in the Dahong Pao Pippa does not like, but the Long Jing doesn't bother her. No, yeah, you're a good baby. Okay, what are you doing now? I don't understand what's happening here. Okay. So anyway, I did what? Oh, yeah. I thought, okay, yeah, I need a Ricci dice game. Now, for those of you who don't know what I'm talking about or just don't pay attention to anything that I say, and I wouldn't blame you if you didn't, Ricci is an idea that comes from Japanese gambling, and you can see this concept in pachinko machines. You can see this in their version of Mahjong, which is called Ricci Mahjong. And sometimes you see that translated into English as reach. As in, I'm reaching for the stars. And I'm a big fan of pachinko and Ricci Mahjong. So much so that, come on, let's get some pachinko sounds in the background here. Oh, except what pachinko machine should we listen to? I know what you're thinking. Come on, Tobe, put on C Story 4. That's what you like. We always listen to C Story 4. C Stories. No, it's going to be Godzilla today. Of course, there's Godzilla Pachinko. Don't be stupid. Ooh, that sounds like some good Gojira music. Yes. Oh, Godzilla roars and everything. Da, 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 na, na, huh. Oh, you like that Godzilla music, Pippa? Yeah, we like it too. So anyway, I was sitting there thinking there needs to be a Ricci dice game. What would the mechanic be? How would this game be played? What would you do? What would the concept be? Well, I have a half idea. And here comes my half idea. Don't you like that build-up? Yes. You take three dice. Godzilla roar. All right. So you take any three dice. You could use whatever you want. You could use regular dice with pips. You could use your fruit dice. You could use your Dahong Pao dice. I mean your fish, prawn, crab dice. You could drink some Long Jing. Oh, here comes a reach. Nope, failed. Oh, and where's the cat going? Anyway, you take three dice. And this idea is not fully fleshed out. This idea I have is kind of half fleshed out for some kind of like bonus round type of deal. But here's the basic concept. You take three dice of any kind, you roll them, And if you roll anything but a pair, your turn is over. You basically are passing the dice to the next person. Basically, what you want to get is a pair of anything or a three of a kind, a triplet. If you get a pair, you can take the remaining die, the one non-matching die, and re-roll it to see if you can complete the three of a kind. If you do, good. If you don't, your turn is over. If you complete the three of a kind or roll a three of a kind to begin with, that's good. You win, or you get a point, or something of this nature. Whatever whatever the mechanic, you know, fleshes out to be here. And I haven't gotten this far. And so if you do manage to get a triplet, you get another die for your next roll. Because this presumes that you're going to be making a lot of these. This all presumes that this is the bonus round of some other type of thing that's going on, where you're going to have so many bonus rolls, and now we are taking these bonus rolls. So once you actually make a triplet, and you know you're still rolling, you add another die to your hand, and you do that, you roll again, and you try to roll a triplet. If you get a pair, then you're trying to complete that, and you have that extra die to increase your odds. And so every time you get a triplet, you add an extra die, which increases your odds of getting a triplet. And then once you have six dice, you could potentially get two triplets, and blah blah blah. And this could go on, and I'm just thinking maybe up to 10 dice, because that's just how many fish, prawn, crab dice I happen to have. But you know, if you're playing this with regular dice, you could do this forever. So I know what you're thinking. You're now thinking, well, Toby, yeah, that's great. If this is the bonus round, or if this is the point scoring round, what's the main game? What are we doing to build up to this point where we get to do this and win our points or whatever? Yeah, well, huh. I can't say I've actually thought it through that far. I was just looking for that reach mechanic. Reachy! The reach, in this case, is the getting the pair and then trying to complete the triplet, which is the same concept of reach in pachinko. If you've ever seen pachinko, you're probably familiar with the old kind of machines where you flip balls into the little thing and ding, 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 and then, yeah. Showa era pachinko. Modern pachinko is more like a slot machine. Yes, you're still flinging balls around, but for every ball you get in the target, you're getting a spin on a very simple sort of slot machine. Just numbers, you know, 1 through 9, you're trying to get 3 of them. 3 that match. You're trying to get a 3 of a kind. And if you get a pair, that's a reach. Reachy! The basic concept in Japanese reaching is that this is the idea that you are within one chance of winning. You are within one away. So in the case of, you know, playing pachinko, if you have 2 8s and you have a reach, reachy. All you need is that one last 8 to give you a win. Same idea in Mahjong. When you are in reach in Mahjong, you just need one more tile to win. You're waiting for that one tile to show up so you can declare yourself a winner. So right now, all I've got is this bonus or scoring round of a game that uses the reach mechanic. Basically, what I'm thinking is players will compete to win points, or what they are really trying to win here are dice rolls in the bonus round, right? So players compete, somebody wins, and somebody wins with, say, oh, I won with 12. This person gets 12 chances at getting a triplet, and then going through the process that I talked about. First, you take 3 dice, you try to roll them, try to get a reach. If that doesn't happen, then you just keep rolling.
yeah, blah, 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 your first roll, your second roll, your third roll, you just goes on, blah, blah, blah. And then at some point after all those attempts, a player is going to end up with so many completed reaches or triplets, you know, and that will go to count as points or something. Well, I haven't figured it out all the way. I'll think about it later. I got all kinds of things to think about today, including this tea, which is delicious, and I'm pouring myself some more of it. How badly do I want to play this Godzilla pachinko machine? It's awesome. Two of my favorite Japanese things wrapped up into one. Godzilla and pachinko. And this is the 2018 version. There are many, many versions of Japanese pachinko machines. Because, come on, they've been combining Godzilla and pachinko forever. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, so I bet you're going to love Mobile Suit Gundam Pachinko. And you know what's funny is I actually haven't checked to see if there is any Mobile Suit Gundam Pachinko. There's Neon Genesis Evangelion Pachinko, which I kind of like. It's wacky. You know what? Maybe we should check to see if we've got any Mobile Suit Gundam Pachinko. So we're going to stop this right now. And we're going to do a little search action. And our search term here is going to be CR Gundam Pachinko. Don't ask. I'm just have become an expert of this. I have figured out the right way to search. Because I... Okay, here we go. Yes, yes, yes. I got to put on my glasses, though. Oh, to try to see... Oh, this is not going to work. This isn't going to work. Okay, so we've got apparently... Oh, that machine looks a little bit older. We've got a couple of different Gundam Pachinkos. And somehow, even though I put in Gundam, I also got a result for a Lady Gaga Pachinko machine. I don't understand. I wonder if Lady Gaga knows that. Oh, I'd love to have a Tobe-themed pachinko machine. What would that be about? Oh, obviously it would be about drinking tea, looking for marmots, hunting mushrooms, doing some cat bartending, and a lot of random crap with musical instruments. Okay, here's another different... Speaking of cat business, what's she doing over there? She's just playing in the shoebox. Okay. We got Gundam Red Fever Pachinko Machine. We've got, oh, look at that, there's two, oh, Evangelion machines, two different ones. Oh, man. Stay focused, Tobe. Okay, here's a Gundam Z-Wing Pachinko Machine. Can't tell what this one is. Oh, it might be Z-Gundam because I can see a big letter Z. And what is this? Don't know. Maybe we need to check it out. So that's what I've been doing in the last 12 hours. Sleeping poorly, thinking up incomplete ideas for dice games, and stuff. Stuff meaning, you know, drinking tea, taking out the trash, and doing all kinds of stuff. Okay, come on, show me this Gundam. Oh, it's... cheesy. Oh, look, they're showing me Amuro Ray. I hate him. Oh, cool. All right, I don't know what those particular features are called, but on a pachinko machine, you always get all this extra stuff that's moving around and folding out, and I'm not talking about on the screen. These are not visuals. These are plastic things that are armatures attached to the machine that do these strange things, and there's a little Gundam that sort of got unfolded, and that was awesome. But yeah, I'm not excited about this machine. Other than the cool little model that was attached to it, this isn't that cool. mostly because I hate the main character. The good guy. Amuro Ray. Hate him. I like the bad guy. Because he's not really the bad guy, is he? Oh, there we go. Something's going on. Did we get a reach? What's the cat doing behind the TV? Yeah, we got a reach here. The voice of Shah Ansible. It's a battle between Shah and Amuro Ray. Oh, we got a chance. Chansu. Hi, Nandayo. Mendoksai. Okay, we're gonna finally get the result here. Maybe. Oh, that's a win. Yes. Okay, that was a win. And once you get the win, then the robot thing, plasticky thing, assembles in front of the screen. My God, it's five different pieces. Where did they even come from? The arms came from the outside, and the top came down and folded close. What the hell was that all about? I don't even know. All right, the bad news is that's a win for the player. Unfortunately, in the little battle scene that we got to watch, that means my hero, Shah Ansible, he lost. That's terrible. Oh, yeah. This tea is good, though. Amuro Ray. I hate him because he's got terrible hair. And he's a wimp. And he's a whiner. And he's a complainer. And he is your basic, you know, reluctant hero. The character I hate the most in literature and media. The reluctant hero. And that's why I love Shah Ansible. Because he's got his own agenda. Is he really a bad guy? Maybe. Or is he just using the bad guys to his own end? Who knows? We can't tell. He sure is mysterious. And he sure is awesome. And he is tough and a badass. And I'm killing the sound on this because it's boring me already. And you don't ever hear Shah Ansible whining and complaining, even though he's had a brutal life and everything and blah, blah, blah. Plus, Shah Ansible, he's got the coolest Gundams. None of that primary color kindergarten robot with a sword crap. Oh, no. No, 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 no. And Shah Ansible, he's got the Zaku 2 that's been so fully customized that it's three times faster than a regular Zaku, and that's good for shooting down satellites. What kind of satellites? The Georgia satellites.
Keep your hands to yourself. Ooh, baby, 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 and keep your hands to yourself.
Always entertaining, always awesome. That's Keep Your Hands to Yourself by the Georgia Satellites. And, you know, I just had to throw that in there today to help impress upon you the importance of 12-bar blues and Telecasters in this, our time of need, in this, the days of the coronavirus, in this, the last days of the earth, because apocalypse. Right, so if you have to self-isolate, what are you going to do with your time? You're going to sit around and play some Fortnite? I'm going to play you some PUBG? Get a damn guitar? Learn to play some damn music? The reason your personality falls short is because you can't play a musical instrument. I say that, of course, in jest, but seriously, go out and buy a damn guitar or, you know, anything. Doesn't matter what instrument it is. Just get a damn instrument, learn how to play it. You have plenty of time because we're all going to get coronavirus, and my sinuses are letting loose. I'm drinking too much hot tea, so I should probably tell you that you have been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio, the streaming radio station of the Superdimension Fortress. I'm out.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.